Oregon Governor Kate Brown and other state officials held a press conference Friday to bring people up to date on where Oregon stands on COVID-19. State epidemiologist Dr. Dean Seidlinger said that while infection rates are dropping overall, the statewide infection rate is still too high to allow schools to open. Statistically, each infected person in the state is passing the virus on to at least one other person. That rate needs to drop. The reason is no longer workplace outbreaks or infections at assisted living facilities. It's community spread. Dr. Seidlinger asked Oregonians to voluntarily avoid gatherings.
First, we ask you to stay apart from people outside your household and limit the size of those gatherings. When you're outside, keep your physical distance and wear a face covering. We know that many people are following these guidelines, but not everyone. So we need all Oregonians to maintain safe, healthy actions to fight COVID-19 to drive our infection rates down so that we can reopen schools and get closer to the return of normal life in Oregon again.
Governor Brown does not have plans to institute stay-at-home orders or close state borders for now, but she urged Oregonians to do the right thing to get COVID-19 under control in Oregon.
The data now is really, really clear, and it really is, the choice is really in the hands of Oregonians. I'm asking, I'm encouraging, I'm incenting everyone to step up to the next level. I think we can all do this. But we're all going to have to make a collective effort here.
Brown also said she currently has no specific orders in place to control travel over the Labor Day weekend, but all options remain on the table if the pandemic worsens statewide. I'm Joanne Rideout in Astoria.